Radio 1. Vorspiel.
Terry John Bossio ist ein US-amerikanischer Schlagzeuger und berühmt-berüchtigt. Der 54-jährige Kalifornier hat auch bei Frank Zappa getrommelt. Die Legende geht so. Der ausgefuchste Zappa hat sich für Schlagzeuger, die in seiner Band spielen sollten, einen Test ausgedacht. Die sogenannte schwarze Seite, The Black Page. Ein Stück, das als Albtraum für Musiker gilt, weil es so dicht ist, dass das Notenblatt fast schwarz ist. Terry Bossio hat den Test, die schwarze Seite am Schlagzeug zu spielen, bestanden. Derzeit ist Terry Bossio mit seinem Programm An Evening of Solo Drum Music unterwegs und das ist ein Erlebnis. Terry Bossio mag sein Schlagzeug groß, sehr groß, riesengroß. Es gehört zu den größten gestimmten Schlagzeug- und Percussion-Sets der Welt und ähnelt einem tausendfüßigen Ungeheuer aus einem Science-Fiction-Film. Was Terry Bossio mit diesem klingenden Ungeheuer veranstaltet, können Sie morgen Abend im Heimathafen in Neukölln erleben. Wir freuen uns auf den Mann mit den tausend Armen und Beinen, Terry Bossio, jetzt live im Radio 1-Studio im Admiralspalast.
Terry, welcome to Berlin.
Oh, thank you so much.
You just came in.
Yeah, we just got in from The Hague, drove today.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate you letting me promote my shows.
It's an honor for us.
Well, thanks.
Also, ist gerade aus Den Haag gekommen. With how many trucks did you come?
Just one.
Just one?
A very full one.
Aha, okay. Also, Sie sind mit einem Truck hier angereist. Man könnte sich, wenn man angesichts dieses Equipments, was er da am Start hat, denken, dass da ein bisschen mehr dran hängt. Aber es ist tatsächlich einer. So, let's start with a black page moment.
Mm.
Do you sometimes remember the black page moment?
Yeah, yeah? It was frightening. I mean, yeah.
Also, ich frage ihn natürlich nach black page.
I mean, well, that was the point of the music. Frank wanted to write something to sort of scare studio musicians. We were doing an orchestral concert with the best studio guys and classical guys in Los Angeles, and he noticed that they always would hang around the coffee machine and seem to live in mortal terror that, you know, they'd be faced with some, you know, piece of music that would be so black, you know, so full of notes that the page appeared black, and
yeah,
they would have to read that on a Monday morning or something as a session musician. So he decided to write his own black page. And I think by then I'd been in the band a year and a half. So it wasn't that different. You know, there were certainly some challenging parts. I could sight read some parts of it and other parts I had to work out. And it wasn't very much pressure. He handed it to me and I said, wow, I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I worked on it for maybe 20 minutes a day for a week or so, and then I was able to play it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the drum part back and wrote the music to go along with the drum part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story of the black page. Somehow
yeah,
it, you know, caught on. It's a legendary thing.
It's a legendary thing, yeah. Also diese Geschichte, diese Legende gibt es natürlich schon lange, ne? Also Frank Zappa hat gern seinen Musikern einen Schrecken eingejagt, unter anderem eben mit dieser Partitur, also mit dieser Black Page, also so viele Noten auf einer Seite, dass sie wirklich schwarz erschienen. Und naja, er hat es bewältigt. Er hat anderthalb Jahre dann auch mit Frank Zappa gearbeitet und er war sozusagen the man. Und dieser legendary moment war sozusagen ausschlaggebend. Do you know this movie, The Whiplash?
About Whiplash.
No, it's about a drum. It's about a boy, or a young guy. He's really obsessed with drumming, and he wants to become the best. It's a great movie.
This is the one where the band director is like a drill sergeant.
The professor, and he is really like.
Yeah, I have to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to see that because I was thinking about you when I. Yeah,
no,
I was thinking about this movie when
I don't think. Well, I don't know. You know, personalities vary. But I think the responsibility of a teacher is to find out how to get the best out of, you know, someone. And that method never really worked for me. I had very kind and very, understanding teachers who, if you didn't understand something, they'd put their arm around you and say, well, the major tetrachord is a whole step and, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I had a great musical upbringing in terms of my teachers, and all of them were great. There were some that were disciplinarians and helped me very much when that was called for. If you didn't want to practice your lesson and you weren't prepared, then, You felt bad. He made you feel it.
Yeah. So. Also ich habe ihn nach dem Film Whiplash gefragt, wo es um einen Jungen geht, der also besessen ist. Er möchte der beste Drummer werden und er ist hochtalentiert und er gerät an einen Professor, der also sadistische Methoden hat, um ihm sozusagen das Trommeln beizubringen. Und er trommelt die Hände blutig sich und so. Und ich habe ihn gefragt, also weil ich musste daran denken und er sagt, er hatte sehr, sehr freundliche Lehrer und sehr unterstützende Lehrer natürlich, die auch eine gewisse Strenge hatten, weil man das natürlich auch üben muss. Aber er hat solche schrecklichen Erfahrungen nicht gemacht. We should listen to Frank Zappa and you.
Okay.
With Disco Boy.
Disco Boy.
Disco Why Boy. Not? Terry Bozzio. Das ist vom Album Strictly Commercial aus dem Jahr 1976. It's from 1976.
I think, yeah, 76 sounds about right.
Wikipedia says something like that.
Yeah, I think it was on Zoot Allures, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ja, also es ist, ja, Sudalur.
Yeah.
Sudalurs. Ja, he's, richtig, ja, yeah, you're right.
He's done so many versions with different, you know, different band
It was a best-of album, Strictly Commercial. And then it was on Baby Snakes in the film. Also es ist auf dem Album Sudalurs drauf und Strictly Commercial war ein Best-of-Album. Und im Film ist es aber auch mit drin. 76, it's almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Does it feel like that or does it feel like...
Listening to that, yes, it feels like 40 years ago.
Okay, also es fühlt sich dann tatsächlich schon fast so an, es sei es 40 Jahre her und so alt ist es dann auch. But let's go back a little further in history. It all started you playing with the tools of your uncle, right?
Actually, that was...
I watched an interview with...
Yeah, some Kodak movie camera footage that some relative of mine took of me as a baby. I was playing and you know, making sounds and hitting wrenches on the ground, and I was into it. And I remember seeing that, and I must have mentioned it somewhere, and that's where you got it.
So. Ja, genau. Also es gibt tatsächlich, er hat irgendwann mal eine alte Schmalfilmaufnahme gesehen. Irgendwelche Verwandten haben ihn gefilmt. Er war noch ein Baby, wie er mit irgendwelchen Werkzeugen und irgendwelchem Zeug von Verwandten gespielt hat. Und das war augenblicklich offenbar der Moment, wo es losging. So you feel that need to do something with your...
I think so. You know, I think... If you're allowed, you're born with your own little personality and it's kind of bound to flower. So that was something I just always felt for sound and drums and, you know, art too. I like to draw and paint. So.
Aha. Also er hat immer das tun können letztlich auch, was er wollte. Und er wurde eben mit dieser Lust, etwas zu tun, immer mit irgendwelchen Sachen zu spielen, aber eben auch zu malen und zu zeichnen und so. Das konnte er schon ausleben. Und then you saw the Beatles on television and then it happened.
Begged my father for drum lessons and got
them. Also er hat dann die Beatles im Fernsehen gesehen und hat seinen Vater darum gebeten, doch endlich Schlagzeugstunden zu nehmen. Und so kam es. And then you did... So you worked with so many musicians, not only with Jeff Beck and with who else? With
Robbie Robertson, Steve Vai, and once with Mick
Steve
Jagger.
Vai and Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock and Dweezil Zappa.
Mit dem Sohn von, die ganzen Namen. And you also did, and think maybe it was one of your last things you did, symphonic music.
Yeah, I seem to... store up music or something I'm going to release and then release a bunch of stuff all at once. And I'm doing that again now with this upcoming record. But I had Live in Japan, which is all solo drum music, a double CD set, was my last release. And before that would have been Chamber Works with Metropole. And before that, a couple, you know, another solo CD paired with a MIDI version of my orchestral music that I did before I played with Metropole.
Aha, also er macht eben auch symphonische Musik, Orchestermusik, und we mixed some pieces together just to give the listeners an idea what you're
this
doing.
Is Music for Idiots.
It's Music for Idiots, Postcards from London and Music for Idiots.
Yeah, music. Postcards from Japan. It's one of the three postcards from Japan.
Okay, let's listen to it. Maybe it's some seconds. So So we arranged our own little...
Nice editing.
Thank you, Stefan. Steven did that. Also, wir haben so, also das ist eben auch, was er tut. Er macht ganz unterschiedliche Sachen. And what I find very exciting or astonishing is that you read classical scores like from Stravinsky. And also er liest auch klassische Partituren. Es ist... like books, yeah, right?
Well, not necessarily, you know. I can't always hear exactly what's written in my head, but I have studied the scores and, you know, Stravinsky himself said mediocre artists, how does it go? Lousy artists compose, better artists borrow, but great artists steal.
Aha, okay. Ja. Also Stravinsky, er studiert eben die Partituren von Stravinsky, der gesagt hat, armselige Musiker komponieren, durchschnittliche Musiker borgen sich was, aber geniale Musiker klauen. Also das ist im Prinzip die große Message, die er sozusagen auch verfolgt. So, what are you doing tomorrow? You brought your little friends.
Yes. Also, I brought a lot of little friends.
And a lot of, how long does it take to set up the drum kit?
I don't know, a couple hours maybe.
Two.
Yeah.
2 hours, okay.
Yeah.
Also wenn man sich dieses Drumset anguckt, könnte man schon denken, braucht einen ganzen Tag, aber 2 Stunden. And what will happen tomorrow? What will you do?
Well, I'm very OCD, you know.
OCD?
Which is obsessive compulsive disorder.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
So I try to organize things so it does go up fast and it works every time. And that's what we'll do. We'll set it up and I'll play my music. And, you know, I think for me, I'm more of a introverted performer. I don't really go in much for shtick and showbiz stuff. Mm-hmm. So I try to... I would hope, like Miles Davis, I can bring people into, you know, my world.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do. I just play, I go inside, and I hope that I can take the audience on a trip with me.
Ja, also er ist ein eher introvertierter Musiker, obwohl, also wenn man sich die Videos anguckt mit Frank Zappa, da ist er das Gegenteil davon. But when I watched the YouTube videos with Frank Zappa, you're very extroverted.
Yeah, well that was
and
part
singing.
Of that.
Yes, yeah, yes. Okay, aber eigentlich ist er so jemand, der sehr introvertiert ist und in sich hineingeht und im Prinzip die Atmosphäre aufsaugt und dann, wenn die Leute damit reinkommen, freut er sich. Also das wird morgen passieren. Morgen Abend ab 21 Uhr im Heimathafen Terry Bozio mit einem Abend mit seinen vielen Freunden with your many friends on the stage and many friends of the stage the
yes,
audience.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope people will come and I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah, they
it's
will.
It's certainly
thank
something. If you haven't seen me play, it's not really something you can describe to people, you know. There's nobody else doing what I do on the drums, making music, playing melodies, you know, with compositional aspects on the drum set.
Yeah.
So it's not something you can easily classify. For me, I can say it has ethnic percussion from around the world influences, classical influences, and also jazz because of the improvisation, but not necessarily the genre of jazz.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult thing for me to market myself.
Yeah. Also das, was er tut, das sagt er nochmal, das lässt sich schwer klassifizieren, weil es ganz viel ist. Also er lässt sich, also es gibt, er schreibt, er spielt ja tatsächlich, man kann sich das vielleicht schwer vorstellen, aber wenn er seine das Schlagzeug spielt, er spielt ja Musik. Es ist ja nicht nur Schlagzeug, sondern es ist ethnische Musik, es sind klassische Einflüsse, es ist Jazz, es ist alles Mögliche. Es ist eben Terry Bozio. Also morgen Abend ein großes Ereignis im Heimathafen. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And we get an idea what maybe you're doing tomorrow with
John Doane.
John Doane.
Yes.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Radio 1, nur für Erwachsene.